This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two, it's a Meat Friday. Have you heard of Marry Me Chicken? Like if you want to get engaged, you make the chicken for your significant other. It's the smoked Tuscan chicken, otherwise known as Marry Me Chicken. Bacon risotto and garlic bread. Todd, I'm still doing the read here.
I didn't say anything yet.
But you put your
I
hand
did.
Up.
I didn't mean to distract you.
What do you want?
I just
want
to know if Tyler doesn't cook it right. Is there a divorce of the Marry Me Chicken?
Was that worth interrupting
it
me?
It definitely wasn't.
Friday Fritzy. Garlic bread, bacon risotto, and smoked Tuscan chicken.
Risotto's tricky to cook.
It is. Very. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Yeah, Paul?
I thought risotto was rice for like the first five times I tried it. I didn't know. It was like a long time ago. I was like, oh, it's like a kind of a puffier, softer rice. Like, no, it's a pasta.
Yeah, but it does give the impression of puffy rice.
It's in the rice family, but I don't think it is. Like, yeah. It seems adjacent to rice.
Yeah. I never gave it any thought, but I will today.
Well, I didn't know it was a pasta. I saw it on a pasta menu. A few years back, I'm like, oh, it's a pasta.
Yeah, but it sounds like it's Italian.
Right.
It's a risotto.
Muy bien.
Yes.
I thought it was a Yankee broadcaster.
I think risotto is rice.
I thought it's pasta, but I'm not sure.
It is Italian rice that makes it pasta.
All right, let's bet. I'm going to look it up. Is risotto rice?
Is it rice or pasta?
I'm saying it's rice.
Okay. Seton's going rice. Marvin, what about you? Your wife is Italian?
I've never had risotto.
Okay.
So I'm going rice.
Todd?
Rice.
God, I don't want to agree with Todd. Rice. I'll go rice.
Oh, I used to think it was rice, and then the last 10 years I thought it was pasta. Risotto is an Italian rice dish cooked with a broth until it reaches creamy consistency.
Okay, I'm going to say that technically, if it's Italian rice, then that's going to make it pasta. Yeah, I'm gonna take a liberty.
How do you think the Italians feel about you saying that? Knowing how seriously they take their...
Well, I'll wait until I get home and ask my wife. You did what?
Yeah.
The
smart move saying that post-Easter, by the way.
She's still upset because we went to two restaurants in Italy that did not serve pasta. Not on the menu. And she goes, why do you keep fixating on that? I go, hun, if we went to the Midwest and steak wasn't on the menu, would you go, wow, that's kind of a surprise? And she goes, no. You're fixating on the fact that these restaurants didn't have pasta. I said, hun, it's Italy. Doesn't everybody have pasta in Italy? And she goes, well, Those two restaurants didn't. I go, okay, fair enough. Yes, Paul.
I'm looking at some more details, and they say it is a rice, not a pasta, but it's often in the same area of the menu on Italian restaurants as the pastas.
Okay.
It causes confusion.
All right. Well,
back to you.
We have bacon risotto, garlic bread, and Marry Me chicken today. Traeger Grill's all fired up, and so are we. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Merchandise, great reaction. Thank you. Getting back to us, letting us know what you think of the new T-shirts there. Also, if you're a golfer and you need a head cover for your driver, the I'm Trying My Best head covers. And we got a new batch of Tailgate Moonshine coming up soon. I'll let you know about that. And if you would like to get the hoodie that I have, that's available as well at danpatrick.com. In fact, I just signed this hoodie and gave it away, I think, Andrew in Iowa. He's the one that came up with the idea of having Caitlin Clark and Steph Curry, their murals out there in the man cave. So we did that. So I'm going to give him the sweatshirt off my back. Poll question, Seton. What are we going to go with, hour two?
Well, we just started kicking around a topic. Player with the most pressure in the NBA playoffs.
Okay.
We could start with the first name that jumped out to all of us is Damian Lillard.
Okay, Giannis out.
Well, he was a big move. I mean, they.
Yeah.
Those usually come with a lot of pressure, especially when you're plugging in what seems like a sure thing.
They didn't get better, though. Yeah. And now Giannis is out for a little while.
Had to change coaches.
Yeah.
Never a good sign.
Yeah. And even then, you got a coach who doesn't want to be there at times. Todd, that's when you do your Doc Rivers.
I don't appreciate that. We're gonna get over the hump.
Wait, what's going on? What's going on? I'm talking about the Bucks. Their coach doesn't want to be there.
I was thinking of other players like Jason Tatum as far as pressure.
No, do your Jason Tatum imitation.
Yeah.
In that moment, I was thinking about who else is the
number two on the list. Jason Tatum.
That's who I would probably put. I'd put one on the list. Jason Tatum, number one on the list.
He would be one on the list. You would vote for him in this?
Yes, I would.
Okay, interesting.
Because now he has to win a championship. Dame Lillard, if he gets to the next round, people would go, well, that was a Herculean task. That was awesome.
Yeah, but the whole reason that he left Portland was to win a championship.
Well, to at least get back into the playoffs. Start there. No?
I don't think so.
Nobody?
No, now we got Giannis on your team.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, but Tatum has been there. Tatum now has to go there and win. I would say Jason Tatum. You could put Dame Lillard in there. Luka?
He didn't make the list.
He did not make the list.
Joel Embiid did, though.
Yeah. I'm not going to put that pressure on him this year.
What?
No, he's been banged up. He's been banged up.
What?
He's been hurt.
What?
Didn't he get an MVP?
Last year.
But then you got to do something in the playoffs.
But he got hurt.
He's facing the Knicks.
If he was healthy. Well, you know, you better pack a lunch if you're going to face the Knicks.
Okay, speaking of players with pressure on him. Jalen Brunson. What are your thoughts on Jalen Brunson?
All right. If he wins and gets to the next round, he's a hero. There's no great pressure on him. I mean, he's got to continue to be a dominant scorer.
It is the Knicks, though. They've already had a championship parade this year. Not really.
They had that when they beat the Hawks.
Yeah, they did.
Last year. Ago. Was that last year?
Feels
year before.
Couple years ago.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that the Knicks' expectations and the hype train goes from zero to Mach 50,000 in 2 seconds.
I don't think Knicks fans go, yeah, I think we're going to get to the finals this year. I think they're like, man, if we can knock out Philly, that would be awesome. And then I think that would be a nice building block for this team. Yes, Paul.
I think Jalen Brunson has perception pressure. If he's already a star in New York and they love him in New York. But if he wants to be a national star, which is tough to do because he's eased into his career, you have to have a playoff series win and advance.
What I'm saying. That's all he has to do.
But if let's say they bow out painfully to the 76ers, he goes back to being a nice local Knicks story and not a national player.
Well, I don't know if he's a national player. I mean, he's a great player, but you get to play in the media capital of the world. And if you can't be a national talent playing in New York, what's that say about you? I mean, you would think because you're great on the Knicks that you would get that attention. He's a wonderful player to watch. But All they need to do is get to the next round. He gets to the next round, they're going to go, all right, that's great. And you beat Philadelphia. Yes, Todd.
I know he's won before, but it was very exciting when KD went to the Suns. What's the pressure level on Kevin Durant to try to get Phoenix to deep into the playoffs?
I don't think there is much pressure attached to him, it feels like. I mean, you don't hear that.
Should there be?
I mean, the Suns don't get much attention at all. Should there be? I guess. Yeah. I just don't look at KD and go, you know, like we do LeBron and, you know, Giannis and some of these other players. KD, it's like, okay. Oh, man, he put up 30 again. That's nice. That's great. Like, Devin Booker, is there pressure on Devin Booker? I don't know.
It doesn't feel like it. It doesn't feel like KD has the same amount of pressure on him that, like, LeBron has right now. It's not really. It'd be nice if they won, but not really.
Yeah. I mean, Steph lost his game. His playing game. How much pressure was on him? Yes, Martin.
What about maybe Kawhi or Paul George from the Clippers? There's, like, no pressure on them because they're the second fiddle in L.A.
If there's pressure, I don't think they care.
Yeah.
I mean, Kawhi, I don't even know if he's playing or not. But does he... I don't think he'd ever go, man, there's a lot of pressure on me. I don't think he cares. He's like, oh, let me see. I got a title. I'm going to be a Hall of Famer. Made a lot of money. See you next year. Yeah, Paul.
How about Anthony Edwards of the Timberwolves? People want him to be a star. He plays like a star. His highlights, a playoff series bow out to a team they're favored over would not be good.
I'm going to give him at least another year. At least another year. Because they don't have Karl Anthony Towns, right? I don't think they're fully assembled here.
They won 56 games.
Okay. I would say another year, and then we'll apply a little bit more pressure there.
Would Rudy Gobert have more pressure on him than Anthony Edwards? It's possible.
Rudy and the Goberts.
It's possible.
Yeah, great. A couple of phone calls here. By the way, a shout-out to our good friends at TireRack.com. They have the great Toyo tires and the Han Cook tires. So TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Let's see. Cameron in San Antonio. Hi, Cam. What's on your mind today?
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Dan Patrick? Long-time listener, first-time caller. I just had to call in one time and let it be known that Jamal Crawford was definitely one of the most exciting players, especially of his generation, based on one thing, elusiveness. This guy was one of the most shifty players of maybe of the history of basketball. This guy just leaves people in the dust, and his highlights are, I just got to call in. I love you, Dan. I listen to everything. I respect you as a shooter. But I got to go with Marv on this one. This guy was incredible. Second best sixth man of all time.
Okay, and, so are you going to put him in the top 10 all time of entertaining players in NBA history, Cameron?
Okay, I got it. I would say not top 10, but close because of his ability.
Yeah, but that was the topic, Cam. It was top 10. So we had already gotten to the second five, and that's when Marvin threw in our next guest, Jamal Crawford. But thank you, Cam. Yeah, got some love here, Marvin. Donald in St. Louis. Hey, Don, what's on your mind?
Good morning, guys. I was also calling to agree with Marvin. And unlike the last caller, I do put him in my top 10. But I really wanted to tell you guys were talking about twins yesterday.
Yeah.
So I do have a twin brother. And all of our lives, not all of it, but up until we were like 24 years old, we thought we were identical twins because we looked so much alike. Until one day we found out we have different blood types. And that just blew everybody away that we were not identical twins. And we dressed alike until we were 12 years old. I just wanted to throw that in there.
Yeah, but we can't see your blood type from the outside. Like, it's okay. I mean, I don't know if anybody's going to go, you guys aren't identical. I know what your blood type
is. Something's off about these two. Something.
Come on, let me take your blood here. I knew it.
Whoa!
You look O negative, Brian.
Whoa!
Why do you always got to be always negative? Yeah. Come on. Be O positive. Do you know your blood type? Todd, do you know your blood type?
Mine's O negative, actually.
All right.
Universal donor.
Seton, you
O positive.
O positive. Marv?
I don't.
Don't know? Okay. Because you got ice water in your veins.
Okay. I'll take it. Okay.
Paulie, you know your blood type?
I do not.
Yeah. I should know mine, but I'm not quite sure. Might be O positive. Yeah. Let me see. What else? Kurt in Michigan. Hi, Kurt. What's on your mind today?
Morning, Dan.
Morning, Kurt.
I have no idea what my blood type is.
Okay.
Hey, I have some retirement advice for you.
Oh.
Okay. So you've mentioned that you enjoy fishing, and as a recovering fisherman myself, I think you might as well just get back into gambling because you'll be addicted less and you'll spend less. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. Now, I have all my fishing equipment, and I used to fish all the time, and then I got bored, and then I started fly fishing because it was something new and more of a challenge. And I do love fly fishing, but now I'm kind of back, just regular fishing for smallmouth, bass, crappie, bluegill, those kind of things. Yeah, Paul.
You ever watch the bass fishing tour and everything? Sure. Kevin Van Dam and those guys?
Yeah.
You could bet on that now. So, when they start pulling in the fish, you could bet on the weights, over-unders.
Mm.
You can combine betting and fishing if you like.
Mm. No gambling. No gambling for me. But, yeah, fishing, I'm kind of rediscovering that. I bought a pontoon boat.
Oh.
And that, that's
good for you.
Party on the water. And so just go out there, just send it out there and let it sit. See, that's the thing. I like being engaged when I fish. I don't like to just go, let me throw it out with a bobber on it and a worm and go, oh, okay, got one. I like to be involved in it, like the actual trying to catch a fish, not a fish kind of catching himself. Yes, Todd?
How do you go about being engaged with fishing? Do you try to talk into the fish, try to trick them into getting on the hook? How does that work?
It was just a word, Todd.
I'm just giving you a hard time. Come on, fish. I'm showing how engaged you are in the whole process. Come on out, fish. I see you.
How much more time do I have with you?
Got about an hour 40.
Yeah.
And 3 years and 8 months on that.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem. Not today. The 3.5 years.
Marathon. It's a marathon is what it is.
I don't know if I could make it. I might get to the 24-mile marker and then just tap out. Would you call me a quitter if I don't make it all the way?
Yes. Can't announce your retirement and then bow out.
I know. My wife said that. You're locked in now. You can't quit. I go,
Well, why not? You announced your retirement 4 years early. I think you could probably announce your retirement and wrap it up early.
Hmm. Who thinks I make it all the way to the end? Todd?
Yes, you're that kind of guy.
Okay. Marvin?
Yes.
All right. Paulie?
Yes, for sure. And probably more.
Probably more. Seton, what about you?
I'm less positive as the other guys.
Yeah.
I'm less positive.
I have to admit, there have been days where I sat in my car in the parking lot and I go, I don't want to go in there.
You should do that, though. You should just do a U-turn one day and never come back. That'd be much cooler.
All right, let me take a break.
I did that to a job once.
Oh, yeah.
I went there. Sat down, it was orientation, and we were sitting there and I was watching the guy and I just got up in the middle of the speech and left. And I was like, I'm not working there. I was like, I don't know, 17 or something like that. Screw this. I ain't working here.
Let me take a break. We'll talk to our good buddy, Jamal Crawford, and we'll tell him the conversation Marvin and I have been having lately. 18 after the hour, Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you know
I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The women's first major of the season, the Chevron Championship. Nelly Korda trying to continue her hot start. That's the LPGA Tour today on Peacock and Golf Channel. This weekend on NBC. All right, we'll get to more phone calls coming up. Poll question, Seton, before we get to Jamal Crawford.
Well, we're going to throw up there a player with the most pressure in the NBA playoffs, Damian Lillard, Jason Tatum, Jalen Brunson, Joel Embiid.
Okay. Most pressure. Well, let me start there with Jamal Crawford, the Turner Sports NBA analyst and three-time Sixth Man of the Year award winner. Great to see you again, Jamal. Player who has the most pressure on him in the playoffs is...
Ooh, damn, that's a good one. I won't say the most pressure, but what I will say is the person who could probably change their legacy a lot more is probably Kevin Durant. I think a lot of people give him a lot of crap for the Golden State move, even though he was the finals MVP, you know, for both years they won the championship. So I would love to see those guys win it because I think for a lot of people, make them look his career totally different.
We don't even talk about the Phoenix Suns as being threatening. Why is that?
Because they've been so up and down throughout the year, but they're really built for the playoffs. I'm seeing with them now. When Durant first came, they were using their individual talents, but it was more off the flow of the offense. And then they went through a rocky patch where it looked like it was more a little disjointed. Now it seems like they're getting it back. Bradley Beal's been great as the third option. There's times he's the first option while he's out there. I think Phoenix is built for the playoffs. They could have a deep, deep run.
I think Jason Tatum has the most pressure because they've been to the finals before. They look like they got an easy path in the Eastern Conference with everybody injured. You know, we were waiting for the Joker to win his title. He won his title. I would say Embiid has a lot of pressure, but he's coming back after the injury. But I would think the Celtics and Tatum probably have as much pressure than anybody else.
They definitely set it up that way with Tatum accomplishing so much at a young age. And then you look at the Celtics, they're five and their top six have been terrific all year. I always say the Celtics, biggest opponent could be themselves, because when they're up 15 or 20, they're like Mike Tyson. They'll knock you out. The ball's hopping. Everything's working. But when the tight games come, they resort back to kind of doing the one-on-one, and the ball slows down, the game bogs down, and that's their biggest Achilles heel to me is trust when the games are the tightest.
How much pressure's on Jalen Brunson? You played in New York, what, 4 or 5 years? They're playing Philadelphia. They're the number two seed. How much pressure?
I don't think there's a lot of pressure on him. I think, honestly, it'll be the other guys who step up that can help him and help the team. If I'm a team, I'm not letting Brunson just play one-on-one game after game after game. It's proved he can beat you. So I'm sure you'll see different coverages, bigger defenders, double teams, and when he has to get rid of the ball from those other guys consistently make shots, I think that'll be the difference between the Knicks making a big run or not. They've already overachieved getting the number two seed with the hurt Julius Randle, so I'm not sure there's pressure on him right now.
We had a discussion on the show, and we were talking about the most entertaining players in NBA history. I don't know if you heard about it, but...
I did not hear about this.
Okay. Your name came up. One of our Danettes, Marvin. But in fact, here's the conversation, Jamal, just so you know, full transparency, not trying to hide anything. This is our back and forth. Yes, Marvin.
Not a great player, but entertaining, Jamal Crawford.
Yeah, he's not in there.
Jamal Crawford's not entertaining?
Not with these guys. I mean, you're going to die on that hill alone.
Come to my funeral.
No.
Speaking of funerals.
Jamal's not even going to die on that hill with
entertaining?
You. Entertaining?
I didn't say great. No. I didn't say great.
Jamal Crawford was a great shooter.
Great ball handler.
Great shooter. Great shooter. Wasn't good enough to start.
Thanks, Dan.
Okay. So... who are you mad at? Are you mad at me?
I'm not mad at you at all, but I'm rolling with Marvin. I'm dying on the hill with him.
Okay. All right. So you're on the hill with Marvin. Okay. This is what we did. So we had Tim Legler on, and he said, Caitlin Clark's one of the top five most entertaining players. And you're throwing in Kobe. You're throwing in Mike. Throwing in Magic. Dr. J. And then Marvin brought up your name as the next group. And I said, no, that I didn't say that you weren't great, but it's like, are you more entertaining than Dominique Wilkins?
No, I'm not more entertaining. I can see why you looked at him crazy after that list of names, and I get it now.
Okay. But I just want you to know, you were instant offense. Marvin is showing me YouTube clips here, reminding me alley-oop to Blake Griffin and breaking people down off the dribble. I got that. Are you more entertaining than White Chocolate?
No, but I think we're in the same realm.
Okay.
And I'm a White Chocolate fan. I think he has some of the best handles ever. But I would say we're in the same realm as far as entertainment.
Okay. Who else would you put in there? Most entertaining players of all, like Vince Carter is in there. Most entertaining. Penny Hardaway. Iverson. Yes. There are so many players that are, I mean, it's not a negative to not make that, you know, top 10 list.
No. Kyrie Irving, Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Tracy McGrady, I think Penny, Shaq is entertainment. Like there was obviously Kobe, his box office. Yeah, there's so many people. I think Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf was entertaining. I think Nick Van Axel was. There's a lot of guys for sure.
Mark
Davis.
Mahmoud, it felt like he had that first crossover that I remember. I know Hardaway got credit for, you know, having a great, but Mahmoud when he was at LSU, he was scary. Led the nation in scoring.
I talked to Shaq. He said at LSU he looked at Mahmoud, Chris Jackson at the time, like a god. He was like, I was scared to talk to him because he was that big on campus. Absolutely.
But that was a crossover move.
Yes, his ball fakes after he shot it, the way his quick release, the way he embarrassed the fingers, his footwork, he absolutely is one of the most entertaining.
What was it like, though, when you go into a game and you're expected to score? Like, so there's pressure that this is what you do. One of the best sixth men in the history of the sport. But that, I got to turn it on as soon as I get in while everybody else has been playing for, you know, a few minutes.
It was definitely fun because you had that freedom, but it was pressure. I look at it like maybe a kickoff return guy. You know he can run deep every time. They're just loading up in the end zone. Like, we know he's going to get back here somehow. You still have to find a way. So for me, I was actually playing the game while on the bench. I'm watching the game. Oh, they're playing this with this coverage. Oh, okay, they're doing that. They already took away this from Chris. Or they took away this from JJ. I have to absolutely counter it before I even have to use it. So I was playing the mental game and putting myself in the game while I was on the bench, and I think that helped me have some success. And then I tricked myself that I was Superman come in. Like, yeah, I'm sure now Superman's come to save the day. And I just had a heightened confidence. And for me, once I got in that role, it some magic happened at times.
All right. Well, we wanted to have you on, talk a little NBA, but we also wanted to have you on to make sure you understood that full, you know, transparency here, that we called you a great player. I just didn't have you as one of the most entertaining players of all time.
See, I have it flipped. For me, I think I'm more entertaining than great. So I think there's definitely an entertainment value there. When I played, I wasn't the greatest player. I had holes.
Okay, wait. So you want to be entertaining, not great?
No, I think I was closer to entertaining than great. I know I wasn't great, but I think I was really good at what I did, and I think I was the entertainment part. I think is kind of undeniable. So I'm on that hill with Marvin.
Maybe you could give him your New York Knicks jersey there behind you. That'd be a nice parting gift that Marvin is dying on that hill with you. Yes, Marvin.
Absolutely, Marvin.
Hey, Jamal. I always say you were one of those sound effects guys. Like when somebody's describing Jamal Crawford, hey, Crawford would go up to the top of the key and ha ha, whap. Like you were one of those guys.
Hey, Mark, when I see people on the street, they try to do my own move on me. I've been practicing this move forever. They try to do the move on me. I know it's coming, but that part is part of the entertainment value for sure.
Oh, that's great. Oh, you're one of our favorites. Thank you, Jamal. Thanks for joining us.
Anytime.
That's Jamal Crawford, Turner Sports NBA analyst and former sixth man of the year. Won it 3 times. All right, Marv. So I'm surprised. Would you rather be more entertaining or great? Greater or entertaining? Entertaining or
greater? Or entertaining?
Marvin, what about you?
Greater.
Instead of entertaining Okay. Yeah. Paulie?
Sometimes great's about accomplishments and winning, right? It's got more of a judgment. Vince Carter was entertaining.
Okay, would you rather be Vince Carter or Tim Duncan?
Everybody was going there.
Yes.
Come on. We all know what's happening.
Vince Carter or Tim Duncan.
I think you got to pick someone who won a little less.
But that's being great as opposed to being entertaining. Oh. Entertaining didn't win.
I got to go Tim Duncan because his name is still out there.
So you don't want to be entertaining.
Oh.
Todd?
Clearly, Paul doesn't want to be entertaining.
Proven that for decades.
Yeah. In everyday life.
Yeah.
Todd, what about you?
I would be more entertaining, and then maybe I get cameos on TV shows and movies, and you could kind of parlay that into other fun stuff away from the court because you're that entertaining.
Seton, what about you? Entertaining or great?
Oh, man. Winning is pretty great, gotta admit, but I think I'd rather be entertaining.
So you'd rather be Vince Carter than Tim Duncan?
When I look at like Allen Iverson, all of my favorite players are the most entertaining guys, you know?
Okay. Who would be the point guard comp for, would you rather be Tony Park? Nah, because I'd rather be Iverson. Somebody who won, Stockton didn't win. Yeah, Paul.
Joe Dumars or Allen Iverson?
Allen Iverson.
But Dumars has what, 2 titles?
Okay, Isaiah Thomas, although Zeke was entertaining.
Yeah.
But he wasn't as entertaining. I mean, Iverson was, you know, unique. But I think going back to, would you rather be Vince Carter or Tim Duncan?
what do we need to do that to Tim for?
Timmy would be fine with this. He would be like, yeah, I'd take Vince Carter, too.
It'd be like Chauncey Billups or
Joe Flacco or Michael Vick.
Yeah. I think I might take Mike. Well.
Take away the off-field, just the playing career and not getting close to a Super Bowl.
Michael Vick is like Iverson.
It sure is.
Yeah. You know, it's like, man, that dude was different.
Joe Johnson.
Yeah. Joe Johnson.
Or.
Yes, Todd.
My test is, hey, that's Mike Vick over there, as opposed to, hey, Joe Flacco, come over here. Let's see if we'll find out who are you more excited to see if you run into them in the street, is how I would decide something like
that. Okay. All right.
Whose career you'd want. Who are you going to get excited to get an autograph or a picture with?
Steve in Seattle on the topic. Hi, Steve. What's on your mind today?
Well, I just want to weigh in, and let's talk about most exciting duos. And they were both great. Sean Kemp and Gary Payton playing together in the 90s for the Sonics. Doesn't get much better than that.
Well, Sean was entertaining and at times was the best player on the floor. In fact, when the Bulls played Seattle in the NBA Finals, there were two players on the Bulls who said, Sean Kemp's the best player on the floor. Didn't say it publicly, but they did say it privately.
I know who didn't say it, number 23.
Yeah, Mike was not going to say that. But, yeah, Sean Kemp was entertaining, man. Yeah, there have been a lot of those players. But entertaining or great? I was surprised, though, that Jamal said that he's closer to being entertaining than he is great. All right, let me take a break. More phone calls coming up. And next hour, he is entertaining and he is great. He's Al Michaels. He'll join us on the program. Back after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
My podcast, Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble. It's Bad Larry. It's Shea and Irving. Dylan, the graphics guy. Things got a little rowdy yesterday. We discussed a lot of interesting topics. Shea went to Augusta to see the Masters. We talked about the potential downfall of Red Lobster, in part due to their $20 million loss with Endless Shrimp deal.
Who saw that coming?
Dylan. And then we made some bets along the way, but it's available at danpatrick.com. I didn't realize this, but Red Lobster, I think, in one quarter lost like $10 million on the Endless Shrimp deal that they
have. That's crazy. Yeah. Wow.
I don't know. At what point do you say, hey, you know what? We're losing a lot of money on this Endless Shrimp deal. And I didn't even know anything about it. Yes, Todd.
If you're not fired, how do you show up the next day to work when you were the guy that pitched that idea and like, all right, you sure? Yeah, endless shrimp will make millions. Everybody will come in.
Has anybody been to a Red Lobster in a while? Todd, that's right up your alley, isn't
it? I know, but I'm not a big seafood guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the endless shrimp, I didn't know anything about the deal. Yes, yeah,
there was a point in time in my life, probably when I was like somewhere between 8 and 12, though, that if going to Red Lobster for some fried shrimp was... like, it's something that you did if you graduated from high school or something. Mm. It was like, it was a major celebration. Oh, you made your communion or something. Oh, let's go to Red Lobster.
And they had some great commercials.
That's what it felt like.
Because when they would crack the lobster, whatever, claw, and it'd be like, oh, wow. Even if you didn't like seafood, you're like, man, I don't know. Looks pretty good. Yes, Paul?
So last June, the company offered unlimited shrimp. And it's usually a limited offer, but it was like in perpetuity. And so they lost 11 million.
So the shrimp wasn't limited, but the offer was limited.
No, it was not. It's usually one of those things they do for like 3 weeks, but the people in charge said, we're going to do this for the duration. Like,
so the unlimited shrimp for an unlimited amount of time.
Exactly. And So they lost 11 million in a quarter. They're estimating 20 million on the year. Shrimp costs went up, but then they didn't offset it. They upped the price of the unlimited shrimp to $25.
Okay, but why didn't they just say... we're not going to do unlimited. So instead of stopping the bleeding, they just bled out.
Right.
I don't understand the business
philosophy. In the Red Lobster.
Yes. I saw what you did. Bloop.
That's T-ball.
Bloop, bloop. By the way, we have, what exactly is it? Rhyme time
on a Friday. Why not?
Okay. Can I wait a little bit here?
I was going to give you one sample one.
Okay.
Just have a little fun.
Yeah, give me a sample in case the audience is not aware of this crappy segment.
Jonte, no mas. Jonte, no mas.
Okay. So Jonte Porter and Roberto Duran.
You got the Duran part.
Okay.
You should be able to figure out the first part of that. Uh-huh. It has to rhyme with Duran and Jonte.
Beten Duran.
What happened to Jonte?
He got
banned
and the Duran. First,
Ban Duran. That's how it works. Jonte, no mas, would be Ban Duran.
Rhyme time.
More of that gold later.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay.
Let's go.
All right, I want you to pick the quarterback and the team that he goes to in the first round. Okay? I think, according to my source that I spoke to last night,
Caleb Williams,
that there would be six quarterbacks taken in the first round. He had initially said he thought there would only be four, the top four. But now he's throwing in Bo Nix and Michael Penix Jr. the third. All right, I'm going to start with you, Todd.
I have six quarterbacks in the first seven picks of the first round. Are you ready for that?
Yeah.
Caleb Williams, one, to the Bears. Jaden Daniels to the Commanders, second. Drake May to the Patriots, third. J.J. McCarthy, the Broncos move up from 12 to 4, make a deal with the Cardinals there at the 4 spot. Listen to this. The Raiders and Chargers in the same division make a deal. Michael Penix Jr., Raiders move up from 13 to 5, making a deal with the Chargers to grab him at 5. Michael Penix Jr. on the Raiders. And at 7, the Titans grab Bo Nix. The Giants, for some reason, pass on him at 6. And number 7, Tennessee, Bo Nix.
So wait a minute. The Titans who have Will Levis.
That's right. They're still going to take Bo Nix. I like the Titans. I just picture Bo Nix in a Titans.
Did you forget that?
No, I know they got Will Levis, but he still has a lot to prove.
Did you think this was Ryan Tannehill was still on there? Be
that
honest.
Might be part of that. Maybe a little Tannehill. But I was looking at some mock drafts, and some mock drafts also had the Titans going quarterback. Will Levis may be accident
prone. Wait, show me a mock draft that had the Titans going quarterback.
I have to look. I have it somewhere.
Are you lying?
I'm not.
You're lying.
No. Unless I read it wrong. I thought it was in Peter Schrager. I thought Peter Schrager had the quarterback to the Titans.
If you give me a mock draft with the Titans taking a quarterback first round, you get to eat first today.
I thought I saw Peter Schrager have the Titans with the quarterback. I probably read it wrong.
And if not, then you don't get to eat at all.
That's rough. That's a rough situation.
Yes.
I did think a little Tannehill, a little less about Levis.
Yes, that's right.
But Levis still has a lot to prove.
Yes, Paul.
Peter Schrager's mock draft. The Titans are taking Joe Alt, an offensive lineman.
That's an offensive lineman.
So it would not be his. I'd have to find the other mock draft.
Okay. All right. Here we go, Seton.
Caleb Williams going to the Bears. Jaden Daniels going to the Commanders. Drake May to the Patriots. J.J. McCarthy to the Giants. Bo Nix to the Vikings.
Did you have
Elfin.
Mike? Did you have Michael Penix Jr.?
No.
Not in the first round?
Nope.
Okay.
See ya.
All right.
See ya.
All right. Marvin?
I got Caleb Williams to the Bears, Drake May to the Commanders.
Whoa!
Jaden Daniels to the Patriots.
What?
I got J.J. McCarthy going to the Vikings. And Michael Penix going to the Rams.
And what about Bo Nix?
In the second round.
Okay. All right.
I love that Jaden Daniels.
Wow.
Let's go.
Paulie?
Caleb Williams to the Bears. Jaden Daniels to the Commanders. Drake May to the Raiders. They trade up. J.J. McCarthy to the New York Giants. They trade up. Bo Nix will be a Ram. Michael Penix, the Vikings will get him with their second first-round draft pick.
All right.
Dan.
All right. We will grade this next Friday.
Yeah.
The day after the draft, we'll see how this plays out. Let me see. Update the poll results if you can there, Seton.
Yeah, I would love to do that, Dan.
Okay.
You know what? I don't know that we've updated the poll results at all today.
I don't think we have.
I don't think we have.
We've been too busy.
Yeah, player with the most pressure in the NBA playoffs. Right now, Jason Tatum has 56% of that vote, followed by Dame, and then Joel Embiid, Jalen Brunson, no pressure.
All right.
No pressure.
By the way, Drake May will join us on the program Tuesday.
Fire.
Tuesday.
Okay. Quarterbacks going in the first round of the draft. I have less than 5-5 or more than 5.
Okay.
Those are your options.
Okay.
Right now, 5 is leading with 47%. 37% of the vote say less than 5.
Mm.
Not many people have more than 5 going.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. All right, let's see. A couple of phone calls. Andrew in Washington. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Dan. Dan, it's 560 negative blood type.
Mm-hmm.
So this year's draft, you brought up the 2020 draft where quarterbacks went 1, 2, 3. Quarterbacks have never went 1, 2, 3, 4, like you said. But if you look back at the only other two drafts that I see that quarterbacks went 1, 2, 3, you're looking at 1999 with Tim Couch, Donovan McNabb, and Akili Smith. Then you go all the way back to 1971 with Jim Plunkett, Archie Manning, and Dan Pastorini. I don't think, you know, it just doesn't pan out. Everybody's going to get a Zach Wilson or Trey Lance, or Trevor Lawrence. These teams are just kind of like gambling in a way. So I don't know if you just picked a quarterback that is available. Like, you know, you said, well, don't get him unless he's your guy. But it's almost like a crapshoot of a roulette wheel or a pull tab at a casino to see which quarterback you get. Somebody's going to end up getting smashed, and somebody's going to end up getting the quarterback of the future. But I just don't see that happening. But I do see a new segment for next year, Todd's mock draft. If we could have him put out two, I think that would be content gold.
All right. Well, thank you, Andrew. Have a great weekend. Todd, any update on your mock draft with the Titans taking a quarterback?
I'm just looking at a story from ArizonaSports.com because, of course, they have the pulse of what's going on in Tennessee. And it talked about that they met with Bo Nix and it scratched a lot of the heads of front office people. But they did, I guess.
So you had seen this before or you're just scrambling to try to find
something? I'm scrambling to find some kind of tie-in between Bo Nix and the Titans.
Okay. Do you want to? I'll give you the opportunity to retract Bo Nix going to the Titans.
I will retract that.
Okay. All right. So you were lying to me.
I forgot a little bit about Levis, and I was thinking about Ryan Tannehill. Okay. Was definitely part of it.
Okay. So,
but there was a story here about the Titans.
No, you're done. Now, where's Michael Penix Jr., the third, or Bo Nix going?
Bo Nix is going to go to Seattle.
Okay. All right.
That's fair.
That's fine. Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
This is growth by Fritzy to admit it. He would usually stand on that for decades.
Oh, I know. I have to wear him down. He finally did.
Oh, all of a sudden somebody made too many picks. I guess I got to...
Even if he's available when the Titans are on the clock with the 38th pick, Tennessee should look the other way. They have more pressing needs.
Final hour on the way. Al Michaels will join us.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff.
Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.